Les interviews du doc, c'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Eh bien écoutez, voilà les amis, nous avons en direct avec nous alors un très très grand artiste, alors 30 albums à son actif. Il a joué avec le Captain Beefheart, il a joué bien sûr, il a travaillé avec Jeff Buckley. Nous avons avec nous le très grand guitariste Gary Lucas qui vient nous parler de son album The Essentials, deux CD. Un CD plutôt parti sur sa première partie de groupe qui s'appelait le God and Monster, et la seconde partie, sa carrière solo avec pas moins de 12 inédits. On va en parler tout de suite avec lui. Gary, first of all, thank you so much to accepting my invitation. It's a great, great pleasure to speak about this two CD we call The Essential. What is essential now, Gary? It is essential to hear your music, or maybe to see you very soon on stage.
Yes, it's everything is essential that I get back in front of audiences and that everybody is familiar with the contents of this compilation, because it will give people who don't know my work an overview over 40 years of making all kind of music. My repertoire extends beyond genre. I mean, I think I've done, probably more in the different stylistic categories of modern music than pretty much any other guitarist. I mean, I don't really inhibit myself to one genre or, one boundary of, say, rock. And some people are very snobby about this. If you're a rock guitarist, how dare you play jazz and folk and blues and classical and electronic, psychedelic, but I cover the waterfront, as they say. I love all kind of music. Everything from Chinese pop from the 1930s, I did a great album for a French label back in 2001 called The Edge of Heaven. Was recorded for this label Label Bleu. That it was a government sponsored. I was like one of the only American artists on this label, man. It was basically French and African artists. It was kind of a world music label, that Harmonia Mundi was operating called. Anyway, so I love Chinese music. I love everything, reggae, African music. I've done Indian blues raga, and I got examples of a lot of the stuff on this album. So, maybe the one thing I can tell you that ties it all together with a ribbon around it is the blues. I think everything I do, even classical arrangements of, Dvorak and other, composers, there's a blues element as the main thread that runs through everything in my playing. I don't know if it's so obvious, but even, when I'm doing pretty much the... all of my rock band stuff, obviously, but the world music stuff, there's a certain human wailing of the guitar. It's like me trying to emulate a human voice in pain or joy, in ecstasy or sorrow. That to me is the essence of the blues, and I think that is the one thing everybody in the whole world, no matter what race, nationality, religion, right? Everybody feels this feeling, right? So I think it can be enjoyed by everybody.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Gary, alors la question c'était qu'est-ce qu'il y a d'essentiel aujourd'hui? C'est d'écouter la musique de Gary ou de voir Gary sur scène. Et ben écoutez, il nous a répondu tout de suite, c'est un artiste très complet, il a fait beaucoup de disques différents, il a parlé, il a écouté, il écoute beaucoup de choses, il écoute de la musique, du folk, du classique rock, de la synthé, c'est quelqu'un qui est ouvert à tout, du jazz, il l'a dit, il y a vraiment beaucoup de choses, il a travaillé avec beaucoup de gens, il a travaillé avec Lou Reed, John Cole, folle, Warren Ice. Voilà, il est vraiment open sur plein de sujets. Et puis, il a écrit donc un album, comme il le dit, qui s'appelle The Edge of Heaven, Play Mid-Century Chinese Pop. Voilà, c'est sur un label français. Voilà, il a fait ça avec, avec plusieurs artistes chinois. Voilà, c'était la musique de Hong Shang, Shang Yung. Voilà, il a fait des choses vraiment très bizarres. Et puis, comme il le dit, il est très ouvert au jazz, au pop, au folk, à la world et au country. Et puis, dans ce The Essential, et ben en fait, on retrouve toute cette différente musique qui fait l'environnement de Gary. Gary, second question regarding this Essential. It is very difficult to create a double CD with a lot of albums that you have records and to find maybe the best approach for the new listener to put on the one CD one music from Gods and Monsters, and on the second one your solo career with 12 new songs. It is very difficult to choose this song because only I would like to say 20 songs with this 40 albums. It's a little bit crazy, no?
Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me, to tell you the truth. I agonized over some months about what I needed to put on there and then how to display the content so it made some kind of sense. And it seemed the most logical was to put all of the Gods and Monsters songs I thought were the best on the first CD. Because there, at least people would know it was in kind of mainly psychedelic rock genre. Then for the second one, I had a way to figure out a category to display some of the other very far-flung sonic adventures I've had all over the world, some live too. So I said, okay, solos, rarities, and collaborations. I think I could have probably done a 6 vinyl album box set with even, I'm sitting on tons of work, but I thought maybe that would be too much. So what I did is just decided I'm making it a double CD. I'm hoping people still play CDs. I don't know. But I still, sell them at shows, at least for the time being. I'm working on a vinyl release, cut down, of one album, maybe to come out this summer. There's a label in Italy who want to do this. But in the meantime, you can get it on Spotify, all the same tracks, and you can get it on iTunes or whatever, you like to download or listen to. And I think probably everything, I've been putting a lot of fan clips up on YouTube. So, yeah, it's a way to recirculate all this music I'm spinning around the world. I'm in the center of it all, though, yeah. So it's difficult. Boy, it was difficult. And even today, I'm like, oh, what was I thinking? I should have put this song. How did I overlook that one? What an idiot. Well, no, there could always be a volume 2, if the demand was there, I could easily. Easily, out of the 30 I put out, at least, I think I put to date 35 albums out.
Yeah. Bah voilà, la question elle était très simple, hein, les amis. Il a fait plus de 30 albums, Gary, donc il y a beaucoup, beaucoup de choses. Donc il y a donc sur ce CD qui sort, hein, il y a une partie 17 titres qui sont plutôt composés autour du groupe Gods and Monsters. Et puis sur l'autre partie, il y a une partie plutôt solo avec plein de belles choses, avec 12 inédits. Alors comme le dit Gary, des fois il dit qu'il est un peu idiot parce qu'il se dit mais pourquoi j'ai pas mis telle chanson, pourquoi j'ai pas mis telle chanson. Alors le mieux effectivement pour ceux qui veulent le découvrir, bah vous écoutez, c'est essentiel. Et puis vous allez après sur les plateformes iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, et puis vous allez écouter le reste. Et en tout cas, vous aurez une idée de l'approche de la musique de Gary. Voilà, le God and Monster, voilà, c'est quand même son groupe. Et puis il y a toute cette carrière solo avec les 12 inédits. On passera un ou deux extraits, vous verrez juste après. Gary, I'm listen one song where I think after listens the first CD, one of my best song is Lady of the Chalot with acoustic versions. Why you have this idea to record this Lady of Chalot in acoustic versions?
I'll tell you why. Okay. This song happened because a very, very close friend of Marianne Faithfull, in fact, a guy who wrote a biography of her, an English guy named David Dalton, he contacted me and he said, you know, I'm like Marianne's best friend, and I have a poem, and I think you'd be really good to collaborate with to make a song of this. And we'll sell it to Marianne. We'll give it to Marianne to sing. So I said, sure, okay. He sends me the poem. I'm inspired. I had to edit it a little to make it rhythmically more adaptable to music. And I came up with what I thought was a really good arrangement. So he said, okay, well, why don't you demo it, make a very simple one, and we'll send it to her. I did. And then she was in New York, and I said, well, Marianne, what happened? And she said, oh, I don't know. It really wasn't my thing. It wasn't in my key. Something like that to get out of it. So I was like, oh, shit. Anyway, I wasn't defeated, and I just thought to myself, I know it's a good song. I'm going to sing it myself. But I will change the gender, right, during the song where it talks about the woman's feelings. So it's a man's feeling about a woman, you know. That was the basic modification. And I thought, I'm glad you like it. I think it's one of my really best songs.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Gary, hein, y a une chanson, alors j'espère que vous irez l'écouter, elle s'appelle Lady of the Chalot, elle est en version acoustique, et comme vient de le dire Gary, ben c'est une de ses chansons qu'il aime bien, qu'il adore d'ailleurs, il vient de le dire. Et puis donc cette chanson, elle se rapporte à Marianne Faithfull. Quelqu'un qui a écrit une biographie qui s'appelle David Detton, qui s'est rapproché de Gary, qui voulait écrire, voilà, qui a dit j'aimerais bien qu'on fasse une chanson. Et puis comme il est ami, Gary, avec Marianne Faithfull, et ben il a pu effectivement écrire ce titre, et puis il la trouve très très bien. C'est une très très belle chanson. En tout cas, voilà, on essaiera de la mettre dès que on aura l'album disponible. Et puis vous verrez, c'est une chanson voilà, qui est vraiment hyper intéressante. La voix de Gary, la musique de Gary là-dessus, c'est du très bon. Another question regarding I would like to say one of my favorite songs from Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. You put a lot of women's singing on this song. It's a little bit strange, but after many I listened to this song 10 times and I see what a great idea to put some beautiful songs on this.
Yes. Listen, I love to work with female voices. I've gotten really good results, I think, over the years. And I think it's important, especially in this period of Me Too and the oppression of women and the issues of, you know, exploitation and domination of women. I think to feature their contributions, because oftentimes, you know, you can get into a situation where people are expecting, especially in rock music, primarily, it's a male-dominated idiom. But there's so many great different ways you can go about elaborating a song. And oftentimes, you know, I've found more maybe a warmth and creative spark. I have a couple of attempts by female singers also on Grace, which I didn't include, but I could have, you know, because the problem with everybody knows Jeff Buckley's version, of course, right? Mm. And his vocal is so great and so strong that often when you bring a male voice in to sing it, and I've done many tributes to Jeff with these male singers, they're good, but they can't figure out a way to make it new. It's like they have Jeff's voice stuck in their brain, you know? So that's how they're going to sing it. They're going to try and sing it. When you bring in a female voice, they can go in new areas, you know? their range is different, and they can also approach it in a fresh way. That's all I'm going to say.
Bah voilà.
So, yeah.
Comme le dit Gary, hein, il y a une chanson, une reprise de Jimi Hendrix, bien sûr, All Along the Watchtower, voilà, c'est une super chanson, on la connaît. Et puis sur cette reprise, bah Gary, il a mis des voix féminines, c'est vraiment un très bon morceau, il faut l'écouter plusieurs fois, il y a vraiment beaucoup, beaucoup de bonnes choses. Et comme le dit Gary, il a beaucoup, avec tout ce qui se passe, sur Me Too, toutes les histoires, voilà, il a beaucoup travaillé avec des voix féminines. Et puis ben, bien sûr, tout le monde connaît la reprise de Jeff Buckley fait sur ce morceau, avec une voix très, très forte de Jeff Buckley sur ce morceau. Et Gary avait envie de faire quelque chose aussi qui se rapproche un peu de ça, avec cette approche voilà, de voix féminines. Et puis comme il le dit sur Grace, il y a aussi ces magnifiques voix féminines. Voilà, moi je vous encourage à écouter cet album, cette Along the Watchtower. Le morceau Grace est vraiment un morceau super. On vient de parler de Lady of Shalott, voilà, voilà, il y a des très très bons morceaux, il y a de la belle découverte à faire pour ceux qui veulent découvrir un très très grand artiste. Gary, just one word, of course, with your collaboration with Jeff Buckley. I would like to say, if it's possible, of course, when you see for the first time and you work for the first time with Jeff Buckley, what is your feeling? What is your approach when you have, at the beginning, work for the first time with Jeff Buckley?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know anything about Jeff other than this is the son of Tim, right? I never heard of him. Nobody, when the name first came up, nobody in New York was like, who's Jeff? Nobody knew Tim Hadassah here. And my friend Hal Wilner, who was a great producer and old buddy, he passed away very sadly from COVID early in this thing. He said, okay, I want you to collaborate in this tribute to Tim Buckley I'm going to do in the St. Anne's Church in Brooklyn. We're talking spring of 91. And then he said, I'd like you to meet and work with Jeff Buckley. That's Tim's son. I said, I didn't know he had a son. He said, well, neither do we. But he's called us, and he wants to take part in the show. And I was like, great. Okay. So I was there, you know, and this kid came up to me in the church after rehearsing. And right away, I was like, this has to be Jeff, because he looked just like his dad, but much younger. But he had an intense gaze. He was popping his eyes, vibing me, like, you know, he was like just on fire and very complimentary. He said, like, you're Gary Lucas, I love your guitar. I loved you with Captain Beefheart, and I loved you with the Guitar Magazine, Guitar Player. He read an interview with me in Guitar Player and Magazine. And I loved what you just played. He spied on my rehearsal in the church. So I invited him over to my house the next day. I had no idea what it was going to sound like, nothing. I just handed him a microphone, and I started playing one of his father's songs, and he started to sing, and it was completely riveting. It was like, oh my God. He could do everything, you know. He was just building cathedrals in the air with his voice. Right? It was like Notre Dame Cathedral. It was gorgeous, man.
All right.
So, all right. Well, anyway, and then when he stopped, I said, Jeff, you're a fucking star. And he was like, really? I am? You think? And I was like, yeah. So he was very shy at that point.
Ben voilà, la question c'était assez simple, hein, pour Gary. Ben, il a travaillé bien sûr avec Jeff Buckley. Ben, je voulais juste savoir comment s'étaient passés les premiers temps avec Jeff Buckley. Et ben, en fait, il ne le connaissait pas. Voilà, c'était mais who is this guy, hein, in fact. Et puis, ils ont appris à travailler ensemble. Ils ont découvert, et Gary a découvert effectivement Jeff Buckley, qui lui a dit à la fin, ben, tu es une star. Et t'es sûr? Mais oui, et puis donc Gary l'a invité chez lui, et ils ont joué pas mal de trucs, et ils ont été, waouh, c'était quand même, voilà, une grande partie de la musique qu'on voit, hein, puisqu'ils ont quand même écrit les riffs de Mojito Gin, de Grass, voilà, il y a plein de choses qu'on peut redécouvrir aujourd'hui via Gary sur sa musique, et puis travailler avec Jeff Buckley, quand même, c'est quand même un des plus grands guitaristes-chanteurs qu'on a eu et qu'on a connu. Gary, two first last questions. I see a lot of a lot of different surname for you. You are the Thinking Man's guitar hero from the New York Yorker, one of the 100 greatest living guitarists, guitarist of 100 ideas. So who is clearly Gary Lucas now?
Well, I don't know. I just think I'm a kid trying to play his guitar and talk to people through the guitar. No, I'm proud of all these reviews. I think the best one I thought was in the New York Times, a guy once wrote, Gary Lucas plays like Salvador Dali paints. And I thought that was a good description, because I try to take it out of the same old, you know what I mean? There's kind of a generic guitar sound in the world. So I do my best to fuck it up, to make it not so idiomatic of a cliche. That's what I'm trying to do. I want people to hear my guitar and say, I never heard a guitar played like that before, And it doesn't have to be with effects either, because I think what I can do with the finger picking by itself is pretty, pretty intense and original, So I'm hoping that I'm still able to give people, that experience of they just where the jaw drops and they go, oh my God, that's what I am when I try. Look, go to my live streams on Facebook. Please mention them, okay? I do a live stream 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 3 p.m. in New York, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It will be 9 p.m. in France. And I play for half an hour from my apartment on my Facebook page. And if you read the comments of users, they're like, incredibly enthusiastic and thankful that I've been keeping a lot of people from succumbing to depression. Apparently, it gives them something to look forward to that I'm going to play with them. That's what you want. That's what, it's like I didn't get in there for the money, it's nice and all, but I did it because I liked it, and I like to feel I was doing something for people. It's like trying to show them a new way of viewing music and looking at the world.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Gary, alors moi je voulais savoir qui était réellement Gary Lucas, lui il le dit, c'est le Salvador Dali de la guitare, il y a un journaliste qui a dit que c'était le Salvador Dali de la guitare, en fin de compte il a tellement de choses qui se sont passées autour de lui, par exemple le New Yorker l'appelait The Thinking Man Guitar Hero, il y avait le guitariste rock le plus populaire au monde par les Independent, un des 100 plus grands guitaristes vivants aujourd'hui dans le classic rock, le guitariste aux mille idées, c'est un guitariste, vous l'avez compris, multitâche, multi-style, on peut l'écouter régulièrement, et comme il le dit, allez faire un tour sur sa page Facebook, il fait des lives depuis son appartement, et on peut aller mettre des commentaires, il regarde les commentaires, et puis ça nous fera plaisir d'aller écouter quelques morceaux de Gary depuis chez lui, à New York, comme il vous l'a dit, c'est 9h le soir, vous allez regarder, et puis vous pouvez mettre un petit mot, et puis ça nous fera tous plaisir que vous puissiez aller découvrir cet immense artiste qui était Gary. Gary, one word, just regarding touring and something like that, for sure, it's a little bit difficult during this year. Do you think you can tour in Europe on 2022, or maybe you come back at the end of 2021? What is the next plan for you?
And I'm hoping I'll be able to come back there to play in the fall. That's what I'm counting on. I think things are going to improve as soon as they get more vaccines into Europe. This is, frustrating, and it's kind of, I don't know how this problem began so much, but I think the U.S. is really trying to help out by shipping vaccines now overseas, and with luck, I'll be back in the fall, but maybe it's not going to be till the end of the year. Whenever it is, I'm there, man. I'm trying. I can't wait to play in France. I love France. I think every, you know, I had some beautiful concerts going back for many years, and it's always a joy and a privilege. I love French food. I love the culture, you know. But I'm a big fan of the cinema and literature. And so it's very, you know, important to me to return there. Yeah.
Voilà, bah, ouais, on parlait de tournée, hein, on parlait de tournée avec Gary. Bah oui, comme il le dit, avec le vaccin, tout ça, c'est un peu compliqué. Bah, comme il aime bien venir en France, il espère pouvoir revenir en France. Alors cette année, pas sûr, l'année prochaine, sans doute. Et puis vous l'avez compris, c'est quand même un amoureux du pays. Just before we end, Gary, one words regarding for the listener. One words regarding this fact that you play during the 27th of January. I would like to say four years ago. Directly during the on the front of the new United Nations.
The United Nations.
Yeah. What a great day for you, no?
It was. I thought that was the best. If people ask me what's my favorite gig, I would tell them that. Only because I don't think you can do. I was so honored to play on that stage. I mean, that was. They had Trump. talking. Couple of years later, it's like, oh my god, no, it was a very high honor for me, and the only thing that might be better after that is getting a Légion d'honneur in France. So definitely put the word out to the Pleiades who are responsible for making the selection.
Une des très grandes fiertés de Gary, hein, c'est comme vous l'avez entendu, il a joué devant un artiste solo à l'Assemblée générale des Nations Unies le 27 janvier 2017 pour commémorer la Journée internationale du souvenir de l'Holocauste. Voilà, il a fait un passage remarquable et remarqué. Et comme il le dit après, il y aura peut-être la Légion d'honneur ou des choses comme ça. En tout cas, on lui souhaite. Et puis voilà. Donc, si vous voulez découvrir cette très très grand artiste, ce magnifique guitariste venu des États-Unis, bah écoutez, vous allez écouter ses disques, et puis nous on a eu grand grand plaisir à vous faire découvrir Gary Lucas, qui est venu nous parler de The Essential. Gary, few words for the listener. What do you have a message for the French listener?
Well, yes, I'd say stay positive. I know we're all undergoing a very very trying painful period. And I've had a lot of loss around me, honestly, as well. My mother died of the virus in a nursing home last spring. But we have to stay positive and just try and keep thinking about moving forward and leaving this terrible episode behind. And that good things are right around the corner. And one of them is going to be me coming back to play for people in France, up close and personal. Because I love to play there, and I want to, like, you know, spread my music and my love and joy of life, my joie de vivre.
Ben voilà, comme l'a dit Gary, prenez soin de vous, faites attention à vous, et comme il le dit, la joie de vivre, eh ben, c'est de mettre derrière nous cette période très compliquée. En tout cas, il a hâte de revenir jouer avec nous, revenir jouer pour nous en France, et en tout cas, je vous dis, allez écouter The Essential qui est sorti, voilà, un double CD, il y a plein de bonnes choses, il y a 29 titres à aller découvrir, redécouvrir, et puis si vous avez le temps, passez sur sa page Facebook, allez regarder les live sessions de Gary, voilà, c'est un grand plaisir de voir cet artiste. Gary, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. I
really appreciate your times, and
anytime.
Yes, hope to see you soon, very soon in France, to take a vin rouge.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. Stay in touch. Send me a link when you broadcast this also.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Put it on social media. All right. Big hug. Big kiss.
Yes. Have a nice weekend and nice end of this Friday for you. And see you very soon, Gary. Thank you so much. Great.
Alright, thanks. Thanks, Olivier.
My pleasure. Bye bye, Gary. Bye. Take care.
Vinyl Time, classique rock radio, pousse le volume à 11.